This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Reporters are still combing through the 11 million documents leaked from a Panama law firm with details of secret financial accounts of politicians, people with ties to politicians, a famous Spanish soccer player, some Bollywood film stars. Associates of Russian President Putin appear to have secret accounts, people close to China's leadership. As we've been reporting today, Britain's prime minister has now changed his story. It turns out he benefited from an offshore account originally set up by his father. And here's another one involving Russian billionaire Dmitry Rybolovlev. He seems to have used a shell company to hide hundreds of millions of dollars worth of art. Marketplace's Jed Kim looked into how that game is played.
Have a whole lot of Picassos and nowhere to put them? You could always store them in one of the world's free ports. They're warehouses that act as holding areas for international goods. And since you're not going through customs, they're tax-free. Diana Warbicki heads the art law practice at Withers Bergman. She says it's hard to know how much art is stored in free ports, but there are clues.
It is becoming more difficult to ensure art at certain free port locations because of the high concentration of art there, that it creates an increased insurance risk.
Some fear freeports could be used to launder money through artwork. But Marianne Maneker, who publishes Art Market Monitor, says the subjective prices for art makes it less of a draw for would-be launderers.
You know, crooks are just people like you and me. They want to be able to get their money as easily as possible.
And in fact, some speculate the reason Rybolovlev may have hidden his art wasn't to hide his wealth from authorities, but from his ex-wife. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.